Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven, eight.
Hello.
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12,
13,
14, 15. The 15-minute morning show.
Is it time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello. It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're all here. There's Nate, and there's Danielle.
Hello.
And there's straight Nate. I mean, straight Nate and
yeah.
Nate. Both of them are here.
Because
sometimes he's gay Nate. There's Froggy, and there's Scotty B, and there's the one and only Dave Brody, and Gandhi and Scary.
Hello.
So Danielle was curious, because once again, and we see this every day,
mm-hmm.
Garrett walks into the studio with packages, deliveries. Have you noticed this?
Yes, and I think he's trying to hide things from his wife, because he doesn't want them delivered to the home.
Danielle, do not throw
somebody's
me under the bus.
Somebody's own guilt is speaking out right now.
Nobody asked you.
Hold on. This is not for me. Elvis, before you came into the studio, I put a special gift under your desk with a note.
Remember the time that you were the special gift under my desk?
I was going to say, that's
oh my God,
that's kind of sketchy.
I was.
Okay.
So, I got this. Our friend Steve at the Roosevelts sent me a note. Congratulations on your anniversary. You and Alex together are 2 years. I've thought I'd send over some of our new Coco shirts. You know Coco, my favorite movie.
Yes.
And of course, the Day of the Dead theme at our wedding.
Yes.
These aren't even out yet. So Steve and everyone at the Roosevelt squad, look at these. These Day of the Dead shirts.
Those are actually awesome.
That is cool.
Old gay guys love shirts like this.
Awesome. And you have them before anyone else.
Where'd they go? Oh, they're down here. I got more.
How did you already put one on, Elvis?
There's more.
This is not from them.
Oh. You said an old gay guy shirt. Shut it's up, the same thing.
Dickhole. Wow. Look at the Day of the Dead.
Those are really cool.
That is cool. That's
great. Well, I wonder when they come out because I'd like to get the female version.
Very soon, and I'm sure we can make it happen.
They look like they've already come out.
You know, can I be honest? We could have used those.
Hold on. What was that?
Rudy,
what
do you mean by that?
Well, he said that shirt's for all gay guys, so I said that they already have come out. They're very bright and festive. You didn't jump on Nate when he said it.
Because I expect more from you, Bruce.
No, you don't.
I'll take that as a compliment. I stooped at Nate's
level. The Roosevelt's line, they're always on the cusp of like pop culture stuff. Like, I have their Sandlot shirt and the Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
This sounds like it's turning into an ad for
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary.
Not a client.
Stop yelling.
Scary, he's not saying that because he thinks the Roosevelts are on cutting edge. He wants to say that to let you know that he's on cutting edge because he has.
Right.
And
he wants to.
It is. We know you.
He wants freebies next week.
It's not just for all gay guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Scary. Anyway, thank you, Steve.
Is that their new tagline?
It's not just for all gay guys.
It's actually on the tag.
Roosevelt. It's not only for gay guys.
Oh, man.
Can I be honest? I would have loved this shirt at your wedding.
Hell yeah.
Which of the guys had a hard time finding a colorful shirt? I had the fucking most difficult time because they don't make colorful shit for guys.
What?
I do.
What are you talking about? No, you shop in the wrong place.
I know what you mean.
That's what I'm saying. I'm shopping in the wrong places.
How many people? 200 and something people there? Yeah. And everyone had color on and no one complained.
Yeah, Alex had, that was, what,
Versace
or something?
But you shop at places
that
do, like, dark solids.
Well, I love dark solids. It goes with everything.
Not at my wedding.
And you can also, Brandon, put on crazy pants, because he didn't find a shirt that he loved so much, so his pants were out of control. Oh,
you know what,
and
I'm probably the only bride in the history of weddings that said, I encourage you to outdress me.
You did. Yeah. You did that.
You did.
No one did. Couldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you so much. That's tremendous. I can't wait to put one on right now. All right, where are we going?
You guys ready for Vegas?
Ooh.
No? Yes?
Well, we have to be. It's happening.
Well, we're going.
Yeah. That's my line.
I mean, we're excited about the concert part and like that whole thing, but like the traveling and the trying to find something to wear. You know, we haven't done it in a while, so actually having to go to a store and try on clothes, it's
leaving tomorrow and you don't have clothes?
No, we've got something.
Well, we've been through that. Yeah, yeah. But so the thing is people say, oh, you get to go to Vegas, how fun. You're going to have a little vacation. No, there's no vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I arrive late at night, tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday, I get up, I have one meeting with someone and a lunch, and then it's work.
That's it.
Until Friday night, we go to bed, wake up, we have daytime stage. Then I make do a little shopping.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to have to fit in some shopping.
And then Saturday we're gonna work. And then we actually leave before the concert's even over.
Yeah.
And we catch a red-eye flight back to New York.
What about my favorite part of you going to a town with casinos? Where you walk out and you go, yeah, I won again. And everybody gets mad at you. What are you going to do with it? They just keep handing it to me.
The money just keeps coming out. There's no time to go gambling.
I am excited because Gandhi and I are flying in on Friday, and we don't have, I mean Thursday, and we don't really have anything. I thought we were going to have stuff to do, but we don't. And so Froggy's wife Lisa's flying, and so we get to play a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah, Froggy, they're going shopping.
Yeah, yep. I know. That's exactly what that is. That's all code.
With your
credit
card. Yeah,
exactly.
Hang on, though. Like,
Lisa asked me yesterday, she goes, "How much? What's my spend limit?
Oh.
As if she's going to follow the rules.
Right.
But it's Las Vegas. There's so many other things to do. You could shop anywhere. Go hit the casino.
I would rather spend my money on a new purse.
Have you been to the crystal shops before?
I went with you that time.
That's amazing. Ooh. I say, I'm a little offended, though, because I invited Danielle and Lisa to come to dinner with me and Gandhi because we're going to go visit Bobby Flay's new restaurant. There.
But see, for
I'm sorry,
me,
hold on.
Oh, pick it up.
Dropping our names.
I say that.
When I go to Bobby Flay's, I'll be wearing my new line from the Roosevelts.
Not just for gay guys.
But we appreciate it. But here's the thing.
You really are a whore, by the way.
We only have one day to really play in Vegas, and I want to go out and walk around and see things. I don't want to be in a restaurant eating dinner. No offense, and no offense to Bobby Flay, but I love you, Scary.
I also, some of the other people that we invited are a little hesitant. Because you do the order 12 things for everybody at the same time and then, ball out and have a good time. And they're like, I don't know if I can throw down that much money.
Right.
Like, Scary wants to go out and have a $500 meal. So we, if
so
you,
the
we
table
be
for
careful.
Six is a table for one, is what you're saying.
But you'll order for six.
Yeah. He orders for nine. So,
you take leftovers. I've never seen you take leftovers.
Nah. No, he eats the leftovers before they're leftovers.
There are none leftovers.
Yeah.
Hey, so we were at lunch yesterday. It was Nate and Scotty B and me. We went down the street to Odeon, sitting outside, having a glass of wine, enjoying the world walking by on a beautiful New York day, right? And come here, Nate. What are you doing? So Scotty reminds us yesterday. He said, remember that interview we did with Eric Estrada?
His favorite.
Now, Eric Estrada, you probably don't even know who he is. I mean, no offense to Eric Estrada. He hasn't been, he used to be a TV star. He hasn't been around in
42 years.
30 years, maybe.
Actually, that show started 44 years ago today.
Oh, it was Scotty. A show called Chips.
Yeah.
And so I told Scotty, I said, we'll bring Eric Estrada and we'll record an interview with him. But if it's not really relatable, we're not going to play it back. So we actually recorded. Yeah. You got to hang out with your superstar,
yeah.
Eric Estrada.
That was cool.
And we never played it back. It was the interview that never aired. Mm. And but you got to meet your hero.
Yes, thank you for that. Well, he's not such a hero, but I really enjoyed the show. I mean, Eric Estrada's not my hero.
You talk about him a lot.
You talk about Scotty.
I wouldn't even have known who he was had you not brought him up all the time and then yelled at me for not knowing who he was and showed me photos.
He relates every serial he reviews on Serial Killers podcast somehow to Eric Estrada. These are chocolatey. I bet Eric Estrada would like them.
He just likes to play the theme to the show.
Oh, I wrote that.
There he is. Yeah.
So, anyway, so the question you had, straight.
The question I had is, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, and for the most part, the guests that we have on the show are interesting to a mass appeal audience. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely one person that you want to talk to that nobody else would give a shit about.
Oh, God.
And I could say, I had my guy on my old show, Christopher Cross.
Eric Estrada is actually modern compared to Christopher Cross.
They were popular at the same time.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, pretty fucking disappointing. It was on the phone, right? It wasn't even in person. He was doing dishes while we were on speakerphone. Like, he did not give a shit about the interview. Totally deflated me. And then, I mean, we still played the interview back.
You did?
Well,
why?
I don't know. I mean, we built it up and there's no payoff for the audience. At least with what's his name?
There's probably more payoff if you don't play it with Chris.
Probably. I mean, it was disappointing. So anyway, there's that person that nobody gives a shit about but you.
So do you guys have one?
Yes.
I don't have anyone because I would never waste time interviewing anyone if I didn't want them on the show.
Okay.
Why waste my time? But do you guys have someone?
Oh, I for sure do. And every time I say this person's name, there's a little pack of people that are like, I love him too. Devin Sawa. Who knows who he is?
Of course. Yeah.
Devin Sawa. I would say between the ages of like 8 and 13, that man, or boy at the time, was all over my walls. I would buy magazines, rip them out of the middle, and put them up there.
He was in what?
He was in Casper. He was in Little Giants. He was in Idle Hands.
I'm going to look him up. I don't know that.
So he went away for a long time, right? Did his own thing, whatever. And then I saw him on Instagram and I was like, ooh, Devin Sawa. I wonder what he's like. As an adult, he's still wonderful, hilarious. And I've been plotting in my head to get him on the show because he's in the new Chucky series on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
And I think we can do it. And he followed me. It's the greatest thing in the world. Oh, I get so happy. Devin Sawa.
What about you, Froggy? Anyone that yes. no one else would probably want
to
hear?
There's two people I would like to have on, but Danielle would be mean to them. So I will never have them on.
Who?
Tiger Woods.
I wouldn't be mean to him.
And Tom Brady.
I wouldn't be mean to him either.
Danielle doesn't like either one of them. She would not be nice, and I do not want to have them
those
on.
Those aren't like...
But you just named two people that a lot of people would love to hear from. Yeah. Except
really?
For Danielle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Absolutely.
Tom Brady? Everybody wants Tom Brady.
I don't know. I feel like everybody hates Tom Brady.
Tiger Woods, not so much.
You hate him on the field. Like, you don't hate him off the field. That's the thing. Like, off the field, he's the nicest of guys. On the field, you don't want to see him win.
Oh, no, I do. I want to see him win.
What about you, Brody?
You know what? I was thinking
like
about
an
all
old
the people
comedian that no one cares about anymore.
Yeah, Shecky Green.
Shecky Green.
I think he's dead.
No, he's still alive.
No, most of the, like, I would like to have David Letterman on. I think.
Oh, that'd be great.
You would see that's count.
That's my point. I'm trying to think of like really obscure people. Everyone that I would be into is rather famous. And, you know, like, I'd like to be.
Oh,
like,
so Larry, you have good taste.
I'd like to have Larry David on. We've had Weird Al on. Richard Lewis was on our show. Like, people that I, like, Seinfeld.
So you're like me. You're not going to spin your wheels with someone
who
no one cares
like
about.
Any has-been, like, JoJo Siwa. What is that guy's name? Devin Sawa, whatever you say. I'm only kidding.
How dare you?
No, but most of them would be relevant. There's nobody.
Devin Sawa is relevant. You shut your mouth.
Okay.
Danielle.
So I have two. Jack Grealish, who used to play for Aston Villa, because my kids would have a freaking heart attack.
Are you having a stroke?
Aston Villa is a soccer team.
Okay, all right.
And it's my family's favorite player, and they would freak out if Jack was ever on with us. He doesn't play for Aston anymore. He got traded. It's a big story.
I didn't read that.
You missed it.
Brett Goldstein. Do you know who that is?
Ooh, no. Brett Goldstein.
I bet Scotty knows who Brett Goldstein is.
What show
is
he from?
Roy Kent.
Oh, yes.
Roy Kent from, oh my gosh, I just...
That show.
Brain farted.
From Ted Lasso.
Oh, Ted Lasso. Uh-huh. Roy Kent from Ted Lasso, because he is so funny, and his character is so funny, and he's so different than the character he plays on the show in real life. So I'd love to sit down and chat with him.
You also want BJ Your Bear.
Greg Evigan would be awesome from BJ and the Bear.
From BJ and the Bear?
Yeah,
older than Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, those are two things Elvis likes.
I'd like the monkey from BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear.
BJ's and Bears. It's my favorite bar. Why is scary obscure?
See, it's not obscure.
I'm saying you are obscure.
This, you know what? I would like to talk to the surviving members of the Beastie Boys, but I think that some people would like to hear
them.
A lot of people would like to hear that.
Yeah, okay.
Why would we have Ad Rock and Mike D on? I don't know. And Weird Al, we had on the day that friggin' I wasn't here.
So who would you want to have on that no one else would care about?
Oh, geez.
I think that was the question.
Himself.
Yes.
I don't know. You know what?
I
follow famous people like you guys.
Oh,
Elvis,
God.
Brody. It's not a cop-out. I don't... Who else?
Give me Ben Savage in the studio. Corey Matthews.
He was there. He was with us for a little while, like a couple of years ago. Didn't he do something?
Yeah, they brought back Girl Meets World.
Right.
And then they started
talking about how he was kind of a diva on set. Did you hear that?
What?
No shit.
How dare you?
Look it up. I don't make this stuff up.
How about Topanga? She's nice, right?
Yeah.
Well, we had Topanga on.
We did years ago.
1998.
Oh, I don't remember.
Ben Savage.
Asshole.
Oh my God.
I didn't call him that.
What was he, a douche, though?
No. Well, okay, who's next?
I think we're all done.
I already did it.
I think we all went, right?
Yeah.
Did Elvis go?
No, he said he has good taste.
Oh. You don't want Larry Wilcox?
Also from Chips.
Larry Wilcox. Oh, God.
Again, he loves the name.
I wonder if Diamond and Allie have people that are obscure that they would like. Anyone?
Well, they're not in here.
No, they're not in here.
When can we have Jack Grealish on, guys?
Here. Why Hollywood won't cast Ben Savage anymore.
Shut up.
Okay. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Is the word douchebag in the article?
What's the reason why?
It's such a long story.
Oh, we got Diamond time. Diamond and Allie came in?
Quickly, we're running out of time.
Actually, we don't have time.
Wait. They came in.
Quickly.
What do I need? What am I saying?
An obscure person. Somebody who not everybody cares about, but you guys would really care about doing an interview with.
Without a doubt, Bobby Brown. Without a doubt.
That's not that obscure. Wait, the makeup artist?
You guys don't care.
No.
No, the other Bobby Brown.
The king of R&B. Are you kidding?
I think people would like to hear him.
Yeah,
so
like
that
him.
Doesn't count. No, someone that you would like to have on that no one else
obscure.
Wants to hear from.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, go.
I would want Kyle Richards, all her kids. They're like the coolest people on the internet, and I would want them
Real
here.
Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yep.
All her kids, you're right.
Yeah. All her kids. I follow all of them on Instagram. I even know her kids' best friends. I know their moms, everything.
Allie gets the game.
Okay, you win.
Okay.
You know how to play.
Well, thanks.
You figured out your assignment. All right, we got to get out of here. Goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.